the birthday celebrations. Now, on to our next guest on the programme. I'm delighted to say we're joined by Alex Santos, who's based in Westport and for the past few years has been teaching smartphone classes to seniors at community centres right across the county, helping people get comfortable with their phones and see that technology doesn't have to be intimidating. And through that work, he kept hearing the same frustration. People who are eligible for a free travel pass find it difficult to book a train ticket online. Either it can be confusing or they're afraid of making a mistake. So they end up travelling without a reserved seat or just not going. It's a real barrier for people. So he thought there'd be an easier way and he built passenger.ie. It's an app, a simple chat. We just say where you want to go and it automatically handles the booking. No complicated steps, just a conversation and a small fee. Alex is with us on the programme to tell us more about this. Good morning to you, Alex. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm very good. Thank you. So you, as I say, for the last number of years, you've been teaching smartphone classes and it's there really that you discovered that there was a barrier for people when it comes to travelling and to booking their seats and indeed booking train tickets, etc.
Yes, exactly. Because a smartphone has become such an important tool, basically, for all of us. And many people still feel afraid to use technology. And I believe that that comes from people not being encouraged to use it because people don't feel that they could do it or they're just afraid that something would break. And during my classes, I'd like people to be encouraged to use it so they could tap into their curiosity that maybe wasn't so developed. So this app makes it very easy for them to just in a simple, plain English to chat and ask for what the date they want to go, and it handles the whole booking for them. And I saw that people got it done very easily this way.
You built the app yourself. Very effective name, passenger.ie.
Right. Yes, I did myself throughout this year and I did wholly by myself. And I had never done this before, and with the help of AI, I managed to learn and make it happen, and it's fully live and ready for people to use.
Wow. How does it work exactly, Alex?
So as soon as you type passenger.ie, you're just going to tap on book now, and people would say, for example, from Westport to Dublin on January 6th, and it will scan the booking times available, and the person just tap the time that they prefer. The next step will be if it will be to put their name, their email, and their phone number, just like it asks on the train website. And after they confirm, the booking fee is $1.99. And after that is set up, their ticket will be booked automatically. And they get by email. And once it's finished, they could view the ticket and check on their email inbox and the ticket will be there.
Okay, so it's very effective. And
yeah,
really what it's doing is it's, you know, allowing people to stay independent and, you know, showing them that, you know, that the smartphones, you know, don't have to be as intimidating as some may portray them to be.
Exactly. And it's a simple step, just as if you go the same way that you go on Google, you just type there passenger.ie, and it helps people because you don't have to go through accept cookies and choose the place and the kind of ticket, because a lot of people get stuck in simple steps because they're not used to do that every day, and they end up having to ask their relatives and sometimes they don't want to bother people. And in this way, anyone can do it because it takes away all the little steps that for most people is just mundane things. But if you don't do that every day, that can become something. Oh, I'm afraid I'm gonna break this, or I'm gonna tap on the wrong thing or go to the wrong website. A lot of people feel afraid to be scammed because there are so many scams. And I believe that all these fears that people don't know what to do, they make people just don't want to book or don't want to deal with this, and they end up not even wanting to go on a trip or not knowing what to do, and that makes it them feel they're not being themselves, or they're not being fully feeling capable of doing this.
How long has the app been up and running now?
It has been for a month.
Okay, and what's the reaction like?
Everybody that used it, they said, oh my God, I'm just going to do this way now. It's much easier than tapping so many times. I actually counted how many times you would have to tap on the screen or click. It's around 38 clicks, depending on the kind of tickets. If you want a single, it would be a bit less. But if you want a return ticket, you would have to tap around 38 times clicks on to do it. And my app, it takes less than six.
Right. I assume your background is tech as well, that you've been working in this area for some time.
Yeah, since I moved to Ireland 8 years ago and I was working from home, and then I left my job and I have been teaching people locally as a side job while I was still working from home. And once I left my job, I was fully on being available to teach during the morning and afternoon. And I have been always teaching people how their phone can do so much more than they think, really empowering people to see that they can do so much more on their phone. And especially recently with AI, there has been so many conversations about it. And I believe that my job has been to show people that there is a side of AI that can help your daily life, and not making people feel so afraid of it. Because what powers the back end, the back of the app, is AI that is clicking on the behalf of the person, but the user do not see any of these parts of what's happening. And thanks to AI, all of this was possible for the user and for me to build the complicated part.
Yeah. Whereabouts do you teach the courses?
I teach in many towns around Westport. So I've been in Castlebar, Ballina, Cross Malina, in Claremorris. I started in Cushlaw, and then 4 years ago, and then from there, it has been in many of those community centers. If people are interested, if their community center is contacted, they are usually organizers, and the locals can show up, and then the community center managers organizes this with some government parties, like the MSL, ETB, or themselves when they organize it.
Yeah, and your website, alexsantos.ie, I'm sure they get more information and details there as well. Is it 8 years you've been now in Ireland since you moved from Brazil?
Yeah, I've moved here in 2017. It will be 8 years next month.
Yeah, and what have you made of Mayo, I suppose, in particular, and Westport?
Yeah, was during the pandemic, my partner is from Westport. So during the pandemic, my job allowed me to work from home. I was working in Cork back then. And since the pandemic, I moved here. I got my place here now, and I'm very happy to be here.
Brilliant.
It's a great place to be in. The West is the best, as they say.
Yeah. Now, just for the app, so it's passenger.ie. Is there a fee? Is there a cost to download the app, or is the app free?
The app is free to download.
Okay.
And if you go to the website, just straight into Google and type passenger.ie, you have access to the website as well. And when you are booking, it charges a fee of $1.99 for the running cost of everything that makes this booking happen.
Okay.
And you can get the app if you have an iPhone on the App Store. But if you just once you go to the website, it works the same way as the app.
So the app is free to download, but then if you want to do a booking, is it $1.99 every time?
Yeah, every booking, it's $1.99. And on the app, you can get their subscriptions, which is $4.99 for the month, and you can do many bookings. And if you want to just use the website, then it's $1.99 on every booking.
Brilliant.
On the website, there's no subscription. You just pay as you go. And the app, when you download the app through the iPhone App Store, there is other options of subscriptions there.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're hoping to launch the Android version of the app as well. But the website is the straightforward way that all phones will work.
Brilliant. A listener is wondering if you could come to Belmullet to do courses. So is it how general people themselves could contact you, or is it particularly community centres that would make contact with you initially?
Yeah, it could be the community centers, or if people want to do a one-on-one, I also do at home one-on-one classes, or any help that you need in your house with technology, or if you just want to learn more about your phone, I can go to Belmullet. I've been traveling to even to Dublin if needed. There's no problem. You know, I'm from Brazil. Things there are very far away. So traveling is not a problem for me. I don't mind at all. And if the community centers contact me, or if you just the community themselves, sometimes they organize among them and they already have the place, a venue, then I can have the classes there. So I'd be happy to go to Belmullet anytime.
Brilliant. Well, well done. It's a great initiative, and certainly it's only up and running a month, as you say, already, but there's great feedback and lots of people really complimentary of it as well, and how easily accessible it is. So it's passenger.ie is the name of that app. It can be downloaded in the App Store. Alex, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I just compliment, you can go to the website as well if you don't feel like downloading an app, and it works there straight away.
Lovely. Passenger.ie.
Thank you so much.
Alex Santos, thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. A very good morning to you. It is Midwest Radio for this.